his heavenly kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. Yonder city of the great king is a place of active service. Ransomed spirits serve him day and night in his temple. They never cease to fulfill the good pleasure of their king. They always rest so far as ease and freedom from care is concerned, and never rest in the sense of indolence or inactivity. Jerusalem the Golden is the place of communion with all the people of God. We shall sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in eternal fellowship. We shall hold high converse with the noble host of the elect, all reigning with him who, by his love and his potent arm, has brought them safely home. We shall not sing solos, but in chorus shall we praise our King. Heaven is a place of victory realized. Whenever, Christian, thou hast achieved a victory over thy lusts, whenever, after hard struggling, thou hast laid a temptation dead at thy feet, thou hast in that hour a foretaste of the joy that awaits thee when the Lord shall shortly tread Satan under thy feet, and thou shalt find thyself more than a conqueror through him who hath loved thee. Paradise is a place of security. When you enjoy the full assurance of faith, you have the pledge of that glorious security which shall be yours when you are a perfect citizen of the heavenly Jerusalem. Oh, my sweet home Jerusalem, thou happy harbor of my soul, thanks even now to him whose love hath taught me to long for thee, but louder thanks in eternity when I shall possess thee. My soul has tasted of the grapes, and now it longs to go where my dear Lord his vineyard keeps and all the clusters grow. Upon the true and living vine my famished soul would feast and banquet on the fruit divine, an everlasting guest.